You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. November 30th marked the end of the Atlantic hurricane season, but there have been 17 named storms, including Harvey, Irma, and Maria. They racked up more than $200 billion in damages, making it the most expensive U.S. hurricane season on record. And it's not just the devastation. There's the cleanup, the loss of work and pay, the emotional time and effort spent trying to get help, or figuring out how to rebuild your life and home when savings and investment don't exist. Or figuring out how to rebuild your life and home when savings and insurance don't exist. In a moment, we'll head back to Puerto Rico to hear how nonprofits can fill the gaps. But first, we're going to Southeast Texas, which was walloped by Hurricane Harvey back in August. The coastal town of Rockport, population 10,000, was especially hard hit. It's a tourist town, mostly charter fishing and bird watching. The eye of the storm actually made landfall there, and local officials say up to a third of the town's full-time residents are displaced. There are no vacancies in hotels, even for those who got FEMA vouchers. Many people live in damaged RVs, some in tents. Marketplace's Andy Euler has our story.
Like a lot of people in Rockport, Angela Trevino and her family are living in their house, even though it flooded after Hurricane Harvey. The three-bedroom, lime-green ranch house now sits alone on their street. Most of the neighbors' homes got completely wiped out. Trevino plans to repair the house, room by room.
We have roof damage, which we have tarps on. There is mold that is now starting to grow. So we stripped all the carpet in the room. We kind of tapered off that room so nobody's in that room.
She knows the mold is a health risk for her, her husband, and their 4-year-old and 6-year-old. But the family doesn't have much of a choice. They applied for FEMA disaster relief, but were denied. And it's not just them there. They've got extended family living in the damaged house, too.
There's one room that doesn't have any mold or anything. And so there's one family that's in that room. There's another family that's in another room that's way in the opposite side of the house. And then me and my husband and our 2 kids are in the living room.
It's a complicated situation, and it was complicated before the storm. 3 families lived on the property and used the same address.
We all applied for FEMA. We all applied for Red Cross. FEMA was complicated because it's one per household. Red Cross is also one per household. Because the houses are on a lot and we share one address, we all got denied.
No temporary housing assistance to pay for hotel rooms or to rent a place. No cash assistance for everyday needs. FEMA says Trevino and the families on the property should appeal and try to get some assistance. Her reply?
Done with that. Yeah, there's just no point in going through the trouble, really.
But even if the Trevinos got housing assistance, right now there's practically no place to stay in Rockport. They would have had to find shelter in another town, and Angela would have to commute to her job with a district attorney. Rockport's mayor, C.J. Wax, says the housing situation's terrible.
Every apartment building in town was damaged to the point that it is unoccupiable today. So the availability of what I will call middle-income and lower-middle-income housing is extremely limited.
Many people who got FEMA money for housing are using it to rent places or get hotel rooms in Corpus Christi, 30 miles away. And what about the temporary homes that FEMA itself provides, the MHUs, manufactured housing units? The mayor says they've been slow to come. I drove up to one in a rural area outside of Rockport along Rattlesnake Point. It stands out because you can count the standing homes here on your fingers. Renee Cartini and her husband, Beau, just moved into this one last week. It's a 1,200-square-foot, 3-bedroom, 2-bath mobile home, nearly the size of the house they lost to Harvey.
This wasn't something that we expected. It was not something that we signed up for. I just went on and I registered with FEMA, so I'm not even sure how we were chosen.
They can live in the unit for 18 months, but they have to show progress rebuilding their house. Cartini knows they're lucky. They had been living in a camper with no kitchen, no plumbing. But she still feels guilty when so many people in Rockport have nowhere to stay.
I know my neighbors are happy for us that we did get it. They were almost excited as I was about it. But then it still comes back to they were in the same situation. And I do know that they're on the list and that they are going to be getting a home. But it comes back to that, when is it going to happen?
It's a question Mayor Wax is asking federal and state officials, too. Fewer residents means a smaller tax base. He says he wouldn't blame anyone who relocates permanently. After all, what can he tell them?
Right now, I have no place for you to live.
FEMA and Texas officials say they're getting more mobile units into the area as fast as they can. They're even bringing in RVs. Easier to get, easier to place. But if people have found jobs and enrolled their kids in school elsewhere, a temporary home may not be enough to lure them back to Rockport for good. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.